Tom C. McKnight Jr., I'm dictating the neurological evaluation report on patient Mimi, M-I-M-I, Forrester, F-O-R-S-T-E-R. It's Mimi, M-I-M-I, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A, Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R. Her address is 1039 First Street, Red Bluff, California, 96080. Phone is 530-527-4383. Cell is 530-840-4063. Parenthesis, text only, in parenthesis. Her ID is XXX XXX 5490, date of birth 7/3/1954, 69-year-old, retired, disabled, woman. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. Pharmacy is Walgreens - Red Bluff. It is addressed to 5isal Kanbar, K-A-N-B-A-R, - Agha, A-G-H-A-M-D. Lassen Medical Groups, 2450 Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080-4356. 530-527-0414, 530-528-4423. Parenthesis, facts, and parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological referral for further evaluation and treatment of suspected Parkinson's disease. Dear Dr. Kanbar Agha, thank you for referring Mimi Porter for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, she was initially evaluated in Reading by the local neurology group, and based upon her history and clinical findings, suspicious for Parkinsonism, but in consideration a possible secondary movement-related disorder due to previous treatment with psychotropic medicine, she was referred for DAT, D-A-T, all in capitals, nuclear medicine scanning, which was completed on August 10, 2023, subparagraph. That study was abnormal and showed an abnormal diminished uptake within the expected regions of the bilateral putamen, consistent with manifestations of Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. Mimi gives a careful clinical history of the development of antropulsion, a tendency to fall forward when she bends over in the forward direction. Subparagraph, she reports that she avoids bending over backwards at all. New paragraph, she does have some symptoms of tremor, but they are marginal. while she demonstrates substantial physiological bradykinesia, she is really quite intelligent, a former nurse with a great deal of insight and concern. New paragraph, she has an extensive medical history, including the following. Lysis vertigo, hypothyroidism, mixed dyslipidemia, hypocalcemia, anemia, tinnitus, a left anterior fascicular heart block, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a history of post-surgical malabsorption, and post-gastric surgery syndrome, with a possible history of MRSA. She has osteoarthritis of the spinal facet joints, degeneration of the intervertebral disc, spinal stenosis in the lumbar region. She has a history of ruptured tendon of the foot and ankle. New paragraph, senile osteoporosis, urinary incontinence, polyuria, impaired fasting glycemia, closed femur fracture from a fall in 2020, -ORIF, treated at Vibra SNF and Shasta Regional. She has a prosthetic joint infection on the left, 2021, colon polyp, 2018, history of close fracture of the left humerus, 2019, with a history of planned total shoulder replacement. Reverse prosthetic total arthroplasty of the left shoulder, October 2019. New paragraph. Additional history includes type 2 bipolar disorder, diagnosed 2020, mixed anxiety and depressive disorder, onset October 2023, post-traumatic stress disorder, confirmed 2014. There's also a history of tinnitus, impaired auditory discrimination, sensorineural hearing loss bilateral. New paragraph. Current medical regimen includes, list these vertically, amoxicillin tablets, vitamin B complex 100, bupropion hydrochloride 100 milligrams, calcium 600 with vitamin D3, clonazepam 2 milligram tablets, Q8 to 12 hours for anxiety. Colace, 250 milligrams, PRN. Fluoxetine, 40 milligram capsules, two capsules by mouth in the morning. Glucagon emergency kit for injection. Levothyroxine, 100 microgram tablets daily. Melatonin, 9 milligrams. Bedtime, methylphenidate, 10 milligram tablets. One PO twice daily with taken with 20 milligrams twice daily for a total dose of 60 milligrams. She has Narcan 4 milligrams Accuation nasal spray, Nupaigraf nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams sublingual tablets, one sublingual PRN for chest pain, may repeat 5 minutes up to 3 times. She takes omeprazole, 20 milligram tablets, delayed release, one by mouth twice daily. She has oxybutynin chloride, 5 milligrams, one tablet every morning, noon, and two tablets in the evening. Prednisolone acetate eye drops. Rexulti, 4 milligram tablets, one tablet daily orally. Symbicort, 160 micrograms, 4.5 micrograms actuation HFA aerosol inhaler. Topiramate, 100 milligram tablets, one twice daily. Trifluoroperazine, Trifluoperazine, 5 milligram tablets, once daily. Supplemental vitamin D3, 25 micrograms, 1,000 units, capsule, 6 capsules daily by oral route. Additional medicinals and supplements, multiple vitamin, one daily, biotin, 5,000 milligrams daily, flaxseed, 3,600 milligrams, Cinacoat, 1 to 2 tablets daily. New paragraph, she's been treated with flu vaccine, 2018, Shinrix, S-H-I-N-R-I-X, at Owens, 2018. New paragraph. Today, she gets up out of her chair, wheelchair, relatively easily, and can ambulate with assistance. New paragraph. We had an extended conversation, and she is really intelligent and quite pleasant, but has real needs for interactive conversation regarding her medical care. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today shows no inducible motor stiffness or rigidity or cogwheeling in the upper extremities. The lower extremities, however, may demonstrate these findings. Some paragraphs, she blames this on her neck problems and reports that she has continuous neck pain, for which further evaluation is obviously indicated. New paragraph. She has had no MR brain scan imaging in several years. And in consideration of her history of incontinence, exclusion of non-obstructive hydrocephalus would be important, as well as degenerative changes, considering further cognitive evaluation. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion today about her Parkinson's findings. New paragraph. I've written a prescription for carbidopa-levodopa 100 milligrams to take 3 times a day as a clinical challenge for her Parkinson's findings. Subparagraph, her clinical examination will need to be followed, considering her instability and tendency to have falls, which I would hope would improve with treatment and additional physical therapy. New paragraph. Your comprehensive clinical notes were highly appreciated today and were very useful in this woman's evaluation. New paragraph. It appears that she has significant spinal degenerative disease contributing to her clinical symptoms of motor weakness and ataxia. New paragraph. Exclusion of degenerative cerebral disease contributing to her Parkinson's findings is necessary. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation in just a few weeks as she initiates her therapy. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report at that time.